Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, summer's the perfect time for outdoor activities and fun, but need to be careful to avoid troubles like bee stings. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to give us a few pointers.
Well, you know, when I think about bees, I automatically think about Go Texan labeled honey and the good outcome from bees. But many of us have to realize there's also need to be cautious when around bees. I have personally been stung by a bee. I know that many people have. It's a chance that we take when living in the great outdoors, but it's absolutely worth it. The reality is that most of the time, bees are out, they're just not out there, Tony, looking for somebody to sting. They usually do that in self-defense if we bother them.
So what do you do if you get stung?
Most bee stings don't cause a lot of pain or long-lasting discomfort, and hopefully just is over with pretty quickly. But if you're allergic to bees, it can be a different story. And so you need to immediately seek emergency care.
Any suggestions for treatment?
First of all, don't try to pull the stinger out. Instead, you want to try to scrape it out. Some suggest rubbing a wet aspirin on the sting to help neutralize the area, or creating a paste using baking soda and water and applying that for relief. Finally, taking a mild aspirin or antihistamine may be the way to go to relieve the pain. Watch out for bees this summer, but remember that along with every good thing, there sometimes is a dark cloud. We just need to be careful and be safe.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.